If you have your Bibles tonight, turn to Romans chapter 10. I can't remember who wrote that song, A Long Way to Go and a Short Time to Get There. Amen. That's the way I feel like tonight. We need to have a business meeting tonight too, so I may not do much more than get started in this tonight. But we're back on the Bible doctrines. And where I finished up was on the doctrine of Christ, and we were talking about His crucifixion, His death. And tonight, I really believe we'll just get started good, maybe. But I want to talk about the doctrine of Christ, the importance of the resurrection. And I know it's not Easter, but like Brother Keith said Sunday, every Sunday's Easter, amen? And so we're going to have Easter on Wednesday night, amen? And look at the importance of the resurrection. I've got five areas that I want to look at. And I'll go ahead and give you those areas. I want to look at the importance of the resurrection as it pertains to salvation, as it pertains to the Scripture, as it pertains to the Savior, as it pertains to the saints, and then the last one is as it pertains to sinners. Amen. You'll understand when I get there, amen, the importance of the resurrections. Resurrection. Romans chapter number 10, if you'll turn there with me tonight. I'm going to start reading in verse number 8. There was a time when I could have spit these verses out without a Bible. Amen. I may even try it tonight, but there was a time when I could do it. But we'll get started here. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy, is it mouth first? Yeah, in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and let's see, confess with thy mouth, Lord, shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. But I like that verse. I ain't never met anybody that was born again of the Spirit of God that was ashamed of Jesus. Amen. And then the Bible said, for there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call upon him, call on him in whom they've not believed? How shall they believe in him whom they've not heard? How are they going to hear? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Let's pray just a moment and we'll get started. Father, thank you tonight for the privilege to be back in the house of God. God, I thank you tonight that my throat's not hurting. Maybe a little bit scratchy, but Lord, it's not hurting. And that's the first time in a long time. I thank you for that. Thank you for touching us. Thank you for hearing, God, the prayer request tonight. Lord, it could be me tonight laying in the hospital somewhere. God, you've been good to us. And Lord, I pray you'll be good to those that are sick, Lord, and help them and heal them and touch them and raise them up. Lord, we think about Sister Shelby and, Lord, how close that she was, our Father, to leaving us. And yet, Lord, you chose to intervene and help her, Lord, get back on her feet. And Lord, we're so thankful. I pray, dear Father, tonight that you'll touch each and every one of our people that need a touch. Lord, I pray tonight, as I looked in the classes, as I went after a drink of water, Lord, there's some people there in the classes. There's some youngins, Lord, that need Jesus. God, I pray tonight you'll meet with them in their classes. I pray the Spirit of God will begin to work in hearts and lives. Just help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, I want to just say something right here, right quick. I believe it's important. The Bible said here, how shall they hear without a preacher? Something come to my mind when I read that. A lot of people, when they think about that, they might think, well, the only place a person can get saved is in the church. Only one that can lead a person to Christ is a preacher. No. It's somebody that proclaims the Word of God. But listen to me. What I thought about was out there in the desert with that eunuch, amen, and Philip out there in the desert. Brother Jason, I don't know. I don't picture it like this. I don't picture Philip saying, take your Bible and turn to the book of Isaiah. Oh, you understand what I mean? The man was sitting up there in the chariot reading the book of Isaiah, and Philip said, understandest thou what thou readest? He said, how can I except some man guide me? And Philip began at that same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, I believe, listen, every one of us has a testimony, and we can share that testimony with others. Amen. And I believe with all my heart it's important. As it pertains to salvation, the scripture, listen, is teaching us here that the resurrection is absolutely important. The Bible said here that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We got down to those verses a while ago about calling on the Lord. Why in this world would anybody talk to somebody that they didn't believe was listening? Amen. In other words, beloved, it's important. It's vital. The resurrection is absolutely vital in our salvation. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, is confession is made unto salvation. Turn to 1 Corinthians real quickly. And chapter number 15, we're going to start reading in verse number 10. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 and verse number 10. The resurrection is very important as it pertains to salvation. I don't believe it. Put it like this. You could say, well, I believe in the virgin birth. And you could say, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And you could say, I believe that Jesus lived a holy life, a sinless life. And you could say, I believe that Jesus died on the cross. But honey, if you don't believe he got up the third day, you ain't going to get in. Say amen. That's the complete circle there. And I'll give you some more on that after a while. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 10, this is what Paul said. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me. By the way, hey, Paul didn't believe he was alive, did he? Ain't that right? Until he met him. And after he met him on the Damascus Road, he knew that wasn't no dead Jesus standing there. Amen. Knocked him off his high horse. He knew he was alive and well. By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. He said, but I labored more abundantly than the all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. I love that verse, because if you and I do anything right, if we get anything right in life, it's because of the grace of God. Everything else, beloved, you can put that on my account. Everything, Brother Jason stood up here a while ago and said, I sin, I come short of the glory of God. Guess what? That's on our account, amen. But I tell you, everything good, everything that's right in our life, Paul said, it's because of the grace of God that's with me. It's the grace of God I'm not in hell. It's the grace of God I'm still in the ministry. It's the grace of God I'm still married. It's the grace of God I can raise my children, amen, to fear God. It's the grace of God tonight that I have the measure of health that I have. Everything is the grace of the living God. Now watch now. The Bible said here, therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and ye believed, and so ye believed. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, this evidently, brother, when you look at it, is going on in the church of Corinth. He said, how say some of you that there's no resurrection from the dead? Can you imagine that? I can't imagine coming in here Sunday and somebody walking up to me and saying, you know, I just don't believe in the resurrection. Amen? And, well, I tell you what you do. You could join the Sadducees. I learned this years ago, the difference between the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They said the Pharisees, they believe in the resurrection, but the Sadducees don't. Said, that's very sad, you see. Say amen. That's an easy way to remember that. Amen. Watch this. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there's no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? But if Christ be not risen, watch this, the importance in salvation as it pertains. He said, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God. So all across the world, whether it's in America, where there's God-fearing churches and gospel-preaching preachers, and whether it's in China, whether it's, beloved, in Europe, whether it's in South America, where Brother John Alves is, It doesn't matter what the Bible's saying right here. If Christ didn't get up, there's a bunch of liars standing in pulpits all over the world. Amen. We're false witnesses. That's what he said. If Jesus wasn't risen from the dead, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. How many believes tonight you're saved? How many knows that you take a time when you were born again, and that old songwriter said it's different now? See? Hey, Brother Connor, I'm not yet in my sin like I was back in. Amen. I ain't throwing up on Sunday morning. Somebody help me. Amen. I'm in the house of God with God's people, enjoying the singing, enjoying the preaching of the Word of God. Why? Because he is risen. He said, if he's not raised, your faith is vain. You're yet in your sin. He said, they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. In other words, beloved, our loved ones, my mom, I talked about her, somebody just a little while back, my dad, 2015, if Christ didn't get up, then it's over. They perished, amen. I think you can believe whatever you want to. I believe the Bible. I believe he got up. I believe we're going to see our loved ones again one day after a while, amen. I believe the next time we see them, amen, there ain't going to be no drowning in their own fluid. There ain't going to be no cancer. There ain't going to be no wheelchairs, amen. There ain't going to be no hospitals, no nursing homes, no sickness, no sorrow where we're going, amen. Because why? The Bible said if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. Is there anybody here tonight miserable? Y'all don't act much like you're miserable, amen. Act like you're happy, amen. I'll tell you tonight, listen, I know what miserable is, don't you? How many can remember laying down at night and wondering? How many can remember going to a funeral before you got saved and there wasn't no hope in your heart, amen? But I tell you, after a man gets born again, it's different now, ain't it? It's different now. Because that risen Christ is living in you and living in me. Amen. The life we now live in the flesh, we live by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. The Bible said, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ that is coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. You know what the Bible said? The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Even God acknowledged that death is an enemy. Amen. But I tell you, listen, don't you believe the hounds of hell, they thought we got him. Don't you believe that? Yeah, see, even the disciples didn't understand what he was talking about when he said, destroy this temple in 3 days, I'll raise it up again. Amen. They didn't, and I know the hounds of hell didn't understand that and didn't believe it. If they did understand it, we got him. The second day, we got him. The third day, I ain't so sure, boys. There's a rumbling going on down there. Amen. And here he comes. Amen. Victorious over death, hell, and the grave. I don't know about you tonight, but I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad. I went to prison years ago preaching the gospel, and boy, they taught us in our training, you can't go in there and hammer them Jehovah's Witnesses, and you can't go in there and hammer them Muslims, and you can't go in there and hammer them all them religions, amen, the Hindus and all that. And I figured out a way to say it. I'd say to them, boys, I'm just a country boy from Tennessee. You can trust somebody if you want to, that couldn't get themselves up, but I'm going to trust the one that got himself up to get me up one day after a while. Amen. How's he going to help us if he couldn't help himself? I'm glad he did help himself, and I'm glad he's going to help us. Amen. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. I tell you tonight, we just, well, Brother Jason, you see my notes here, and it's all scripture. Right there is where we're at. And they serve war pages. Amen. I'll tell you, ain't God good? Now listen, if we're not careful, I want you to get this, and we're going to have a business meeting. If we're not careful, who was that? Is that James? You helping me preach, buddy? Huh? You on the microphone? Well, what a look. Amen. Amen. I like it. The front bench in the Baptist church is a nursery, and I like it. Amen. Ain't hurting a thing. Amen. I love you, buddy. Yeah, boy. Amen. I'll tell you tonight, listen, the resurrection and all the doctrines of the Bible, if we're not careful, this is what happened. We lose that thrill. We lose that excitement. I heard a story years ago, and this ain't no slam on nobody, but this is the way the story went. There was two people that were Catholics, and they got born again. Somebody presented the gospel to them, and they got saved. And Brother Gary, they was learning what we're learning tonight. They was learning the cardinal doctrines of the Word of God in that church. And several weeks went by, and one of them guys come through from the funeral home. He was selling plots in the cemetery. He made his presentation. He spread it all out there and told them how you could make payments and all that. When he got done, he said to that couple, said, "You got any questions?" Said that man said to him, "Yeah, I got a question." Said, "What is it, sir?" He said, "You got any of them to rent?" He said, "I ain't going to need it long. Jesus is coming." Amen. When he comes, I'm getting out of there. Now listen, that's the kind of excitement we ought to have about the resurrection. Amen. And you ought to put that in your memory bank, Brother Larry, when they come trying to sell somebody older than dirt, some more dirt, a place in the dirt. Amen. You ought to ask them if they got any of them to rent. Amen. I like it. How many's glad you come tonight? Amen. Thank God for prayer meeting. I appreciate you being here. And I appreciate the Lord. Amen. Father, thank you tonight for my people. Thank you, God, for your grace. And Lord, we can say with Paul tonight, it's by the grace of God that we are what we are. Lord, all of these prayer requests, everyone is so important to you. And God, I pray tonight that you'll grant each one. I pray especially, Lord, tonight, Lord, for Brother Darrell down there. I can only imagine what his wife has been through the last couple of weeks. All the uncertainty. I pray, Lord, that you'll help him. God, if it could be in your will, you'd touch in such a way, our Father, that she'd get her husband back. Touch all those, our Father, that are sick, and help us, our Lord, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.